بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فنبدأ درسنا اليوم بالمراجعة. We begin our class today with review, and we have been discussing the issue of ولادة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضاعته. The issue of نعم مسألة ندرس مسألة ولادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضاعته نعم his birth and his nursing صلى الله عليه وسلم. What year was he born in? عام الفيل. أحسنتي. The year of the elephant. طيب, what month was he born in? ربيع الأول. What day of the week was he born in? صلى الله عليه وسلم. يوم الاثنين. How do you say يوم الاثنين in English? Monday. يعني in the English terminology. أيوة. طيب. What's the day?
Monday.
يوم الاثنين. يوم الاثنين. طيب, what day of the month was he born? صلى الله عليه وسلم. What's the answer? What's the answer to the question? What day of the month was he born? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't know? That's the answer? Okay, I'll tell you then if you don't know. I'll remind you. This is review. The answer is that this particular issue has not been established or affirmed authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so therefore we do not know for sure. It has been mentioned that he was born on the 8th, also that he was born on the 10th, and the majority of the scholars mentioned that is the 12th, and Allah knows best about the reality of that day. So this is something that we are not certain about. So the answer is, as for the day of the month, then this is something we are not certain about. The majority of the scholars, Jumhur al-Ulama, they say the 12th. طيب, but we're not certain about this issue. طيب, what city was he born in?
Mecca.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب, whenever, how old was he? Or how was he born? Where was his father whenever he was born? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away. So he was born with no father. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the custom of the Arabs in those days, those Arabs who lived in the cities and inside civilization and the likes in the big cities? What would they do with their children? They would send their children to the desert for whenever they're little, very, very little, to be what?
To be raised there.
To be raised in the desert. But who would come and take them? The children? Nursing mothers. Mothers who had children themselves and they're nursing, and they would come and get the other people's children and take them with them and nurse them also along with their child in the desert. Why would they send them to the desert for? A new baby. It's a new baby. What would a mother send her new baby all the way to the desert for?
To keep them strong and to
for them to nurse. They had many reasons. Well, so that they would grow up they would grow up and be strong. And also, so one of the main reasons is so that they could learn the proper Arabic and they'll be safe from their tongue being mixed up with the different languages that are found inside the cities and civilization where people mix a lot. But the people in the desert, all of them, they speak the proper and the fluent and the beautiful, eloquent Arabic without any changes, without being mixed up with any other languages. They speak the good Arabiya, Lua Arabiya, Al-Fasiha. Naam, and they wanted them to have the good language. Also because there were diseases and the likes that were found in the city and in the areas where there's lots of people and different type of bad diseases, they're afraid for their children to get sick. And the likes from the mixing of the people, and in the desert, the air is beautiful and it's fresh and it's clean and it's far away from all those people, and they can be strong and raised strong, and this was their way. So this the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a nursing mother, and how old was he whenever he went with her, and how long did he stay? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stayed for 2 years. That means he was a baby, a very new baby. And his mother sent him with a nursing mother for 2 years. Who did he stay with? Who was his murdi'ah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her name is Hanima bint Abi Zu'ayb As-Sa'diyah. If you want to remember her whole name, Hanima bint Abi Zu'ayb. Or you can just say Harima As-Sa'diyah. She's from the tribe of Sa'd. She's from the tribe of Sa'd. So she is Sa'diyatun. As-Sa'diyatu. Harimatu As-Sa'diyatu. Naam, she is from the tribe of Bani Sa'd. And she took him. Whenever she came to him, what state was her and her husband and her? She had a baby along with her too. What condition were they in? They were poor. They didn't have enough milk. Was their baby sleeping at nighttime?
No.
He couldn't sleep at night. How come?
Because they had no milk.
Because their animals have no milk, and she barely has any milk also to give him. And she's not producing very much milk for him, and so he can't sleep at night. So he's staying up night crying. So what happened to the mom and dad also? Did they get to sleep?
No,
because the baby's hungry, everybody's having a bad time sleeping at night, and it's not very good, and they don't have lots of money or lots of benefit or blessing, and the life's like that. What happened after they got the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did she want to take him at first? No. Did the other nursing women want to take him sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. Why not?
Because
he didn't have a father. What does that have to do with anything?
Because the father's supposed to pay.
Because they're looking for some child to take and breastfeed that has a dad that has lots of money. So that's going to pay them. Some dad that has lots of money, some dad that has status and the likes like that, they can benefit. They're not just going there to get the baby to take him to the desert for 2 years to breastfeeding for nothing, but rather this is a type of job that they're doing, and they're looking for money. So they try to find the baby that has the richest dad, or the most wealthy and noble and honorable dad in the society, so that they can get some good money. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't have a dad. So the women are looking at him like, oh, his mom and his grandfather, maybe they're just going to leave him and not even care about him or pay us anything or barely pay us at all. So they didn't want to take him. What happened? What happened to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
He's left.
He's left. Nobody takes him. Then what happened? How did he wind up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Harima?
Because she didn't have anybody else to take
her. Because she didn't have nobody else. All the boys and girls were taken, all the little babies were taken, and all of her companions, they're all going back to the desert with children, and she has nobody. So she was shy to go back, and all of her sawahib, all of her companions from the nursing women, they're all going to go back with babies, and she's going to go back with nothing. So she let me check one more time. So she found Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she went ahead and took him. She said, oh, maybe there'll be some blessing, maybe there'll be some good. And what happened whenever she got the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her custody?
Blessings came.
Blessings came. So many blessings came. All of a sudden, their animals have milk, and all of a sudden she has milk, and her baby is drinking, and the Prophet is drinking, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're drinking, and everybody's happy and sleeping, and there's so much good that came to them, to Harima and her family, even to her tribe, who we know, that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with them, they noticed, they said, wow, this child has blessing with him. This is a blessed baby. Naam, this baby, he's Mubarak. Naam, Allah has blessed this baby. So whenever it's 2 years after it's time to give him back, after he's done breastfeeding, what happened? What is Halima saying now? It's time to take him home to his mom. 2 years, that's whenever the trial is over. The period is up after 2 years, and meaning, 2 years of breastfeeding, now they have been weaned. What happened now? Is she ready to give him back?
No.
No, she doesn't want to give him back. Why not?
Because she doesn't want all the blessings.
Well, yeah, because she wants to keep the blessings. She wants to keep him a little bit longer with him, with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did she do?
She kept him for 2 more years.
But how did she do that? She just kept him, didn't tell nobody? Huh? She took him back to his mom, and then what did she say to his mom? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? Talking to him, talking to her, and telling her what? You know, really, this still kind of dangerous here in Mecca, and there's a lot of diseases still going around. You know, where we're at, the air is very fresh and nice, and you know, he can really benefit out there. You should let him stay out there a little bit longer. And she's wanting to, you know, convince his mother that it's better for him out there, but really she wants to keep the blessings that came with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happened?
She kept him for two more years.
Amina, she said, okay, go ahead and keep him as you like, since you think that it's better for him and it's dangerous for him here. So now she kept him for 2 more years. How old was he now then?
4.
He's 4 years old. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he is 4 years old, Anas ibn Malik, he narrated to us a story that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told whenever he was 4 years old. So this is a story that happened in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet, he narrated to his companions and he told them what happened whenever he was 4 years old. And the one who's narrating this narration is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and this narration is collected in Sahih Muslim. So he said, Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atahu Jibreel wa huwa yal'abu ma'a al-ghilman, that Jibreel came to him while he is playing with the young boys. Jibreel came to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he is playing with the young boys. فَأَخَذَهُ فَصَرَعَهُ فَشَقَّ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. And Jibreel, he took him and he pushed him on the ground, on his back. He took him and put him down on his back. And then after that, he opened up the place where his heart is. Opened his chest. فَاسْتَخْرَجَ الْقَلْبِ. And he took his heart out of his chest. Jibreel, he took the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a 4-year-old boy. The angel come and take him and put him on the ground. And then he'd open his chest. And then he'd take out his heart. And then what did he do? فَاسْتَخْرَجَ مِنْهُ عَلَقَةً. Jibreel, he took out an alaqa, a black spot. An alaqa is a blood clot, a piece of hard blood. Nam, that was in the Prophet's heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he took it out. فَقَالَ هَذَا حَذُّ الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْكَ. فَقَالَ هَذَا حَذُّ الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْكَ. He said, this is the portion of shaitan. Meaning that there's a place in the heart, there's a place in the heart of the people, that this is the place where shaitan whispers. How does he come to our minds and whisper to us? There's a place in the heart. Nam, and the shaitan from this aspect, he suggests to us to love the dunya, and he suggests to us to follow desires, and he suggests to us to be heedless and to forget about the hereafter. Like this, there's a place in the heart. Nam, this place, Jibreel, he took it out of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So shaitan, he has no way to whisper to him. Shaitan, he whispers to the people. Sometimes people, they do something wrong, and then their parents will say, who did this? And shaitan will be like, tell him you don't know. Tell him you don't know. That's shaitan. It'll come in your mind, just say you don't know. That's shaitan. But you know who did it. You did it. Or that person did it. That's being asked. Huh? Whenever that suggestion comes for a person to lie, that's shaitan whispering. Shaitan, he whispered to you to lie. He whispered to tell you to do bad things. He whispered, nobody's watching. Huh? Nobody's watching, meaning the people. But Allah is watching. He makes you forget that Allah is watching. Huh? This is from shaitan. We have this. Now, this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was taken from him and removed from him whenever he was a boy. Shaitan did not suggest to him. Shaitan never tried to trick him. Naam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not able to get to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because his heart is pure. Huh? Because his heart is pure ever since he was a baby. Ever since he was 4 years old, his heart is pure. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jibril, he said, هذا حظ الشيطاني منك. هذا حظ الشيطاني منك. Then what did he do? فغسله في طست من ذهب بماء زمزم. Then he took the heart out. He said, this is the place of shaitan from you. And he put it in a golden plate vessel. And he washed it with Zamzam. He washed his heart with Zamzam. Huh? And then, ثُمَّ لَأَمَهُ فَعَادَهُ فِي مَكَانِهِ. And then he put the heart back. And he put his chest back normal. Huh? He put his chest back normal. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Naam, at this time, what's happening? He was playing with the boys. And then all of a sudden, Jibril came and took him. And now the boys, they come. وَجَعَ الْغِلْمَانُ يَسْعَوْنَ إِلَى أُمِّهِ The boys, some of them seen it. The young boys, they seen it. And they ran to his mother. What do you mean his mother? They ran to his mother. What do they mean by his mother? Huh? His nursing mother. And they called him the ummi, the mother. But she's the nursing mother, not his real mother. نَعَمْ أَيْ ذِئَرَهُ يَعْنِي ذِئَرَهُ فَقَالُوا إِنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ قَدْ قُتِلْ. Because they said, oh, Muhammad got killed. They ran, they seen that what happened to him, and they ran back to Harim, and they said, Muhammad got killed. And then they all came, فَاسْتَقْبَلُوهُ وَهُوَ مُنْتَقَعُ اللَّوْنِ. They came all, and Harima, and they all came, and they seen him, and his face has changed colors, and his skin has changed colors, like whenever somebody's face becomes really white and their face changed colors because of something happened like this. This is how he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what did Anas say? قَالَ أَنَسٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَرَى أَثَرَ ذَلِكَ الْمِخْيَاطُ فِي صَدْرِهِ. And I used to see the trace of that needle in his, or where it's sewn, in his chest. And because Jibril, he put his heart back in and put his chest back together. Like that. You understand? And Anas, he used to see the place, the mark where the cut was in the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this happened whenever he was how old? 4 years old. Jibril, he came to him whenever he was 4 years old, and he took his heart out and he cleaned it. And he cleaned it and he removed the place where shaitan comes to whisper, and he is able to whisper into the hearts of the people. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. But he is not able to whisper into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because that was removed from him. And this is the great care and concern that Allah has shown and given to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ever since he was little. Ever since he was little, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will see, insha'Allah, that this event, it's called Shaqq al-Sadr, or Inshiqaq al-Sadr, whenever his chest was split open. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it happened more than one time. There's another event that occurred likewise. We will take the details of it later, insha'Allah, whenever that point comes. But it's also narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. What is the hadith called that's narrated in Bukhari and Muslim? Muttafaqun alayhi. Muttafaqun alayhi, also from the hadith of Anas, but he's narrating from Abi Dhar. So it's really the hadith of Abi Dhar radiallahu anhu, and it's mentioning about the night of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended to the heavens, Jibril came to him again. And he split his heart open again. And this time he cleaned it out and he filled his heart full of wisdom and iman. فَمَلَأَهُ حِكْمَةً وَإِيمَانًا. Now, in preparation to go to the heavens and to meet and to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's mentioned that it happened another time as well. And that was whenever he received revelation from a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. And Allah knows best about the authenticity of that. And it's even mentioned that it happened another time whenever he was 10. And this narration, wallahu alam, is not authentic. But what is established in Bukhari and Muslim is that it happened on the night of Al-Isra. And what is established in Muslim, that it also happened whenever he was a young boy, with his nursing mother, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two events are affirmed, no doubt about them. The second narration has come in some of the books of they're known as al-Masanid, and wallahu alam of the authenticity of that. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned the three times, and Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentioned them also, but the evidences with regards to the chains of narration, they're established without a doubt in these two events. What are they? Huh? In these two events. Whenever he was 4 years old, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, playing with the boys, whenever he was under the care of Harima bint Abi Dhu'ayb As-Sa'diyah, and another time before he made the Mi'raj, nam al-Uruj ila as-Sama', al-Uruj ila as-Sama', Jibril, he came to him again. Inshallah, we will take that narration in detail whenever that comes. Who knows what year that was, by the way? Just to ask. The tenth year after the Hijrah? Huh? Before the Hijrah? Huh? Yeah, tenth year after the Mab'ath. After the Mab'ath. How old was he? After the Mab'ath. After he was sent as a prophet. Now, he was 50 years old. Allahumma barik. We didn't even get there, mashallah. You already know. Huh? MashaAllah, Allahumma barik. You guys must have been studying or reviewing. Or you already studied some of this before. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Okay. Question. What is the wisdom from the event of the opening of his chest, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was a young boy? What is the wisdom behind that? فاستخرج علقة وقال هذا حظ الشيطان منك. Now he took out that spot. He took out that spot. The alaqa, the blood clot, the place of shaitan. He said, this is the portion of shaitan. And this is the place where shaitan is able to come, to whisper to you and to trick you and deceive you and to call you to do bad things. That was removed from him. So therefore his heart is pure. And he was raised his whole life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without being tempted to do evil, without being tempted by shaitan and the whispers of shaitan. Shaitan was not able to suggest to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even whenever, before he is a prophet, that's why he was honest and truthful. And he was known as Al-Amin. He was known as Al-Amin, the most trustworthy. Nam, because he did not lie and he was not tempted to lie, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this time, after this, Harima seen him. All the boys said, he's killed. He's killed. Muhammad qad kutil. Inna Muhammadan qad kutil. That Muhammad, he was killed. But whenever they got there, he wasn't killed. But something definitely happened to him because his face is changing colors and everything. And the boys are really scared about what happened. So now Harima, she's very nervous. She's very scared because this person, now this young boy, is her responsibility. If something happens to him while he's under her care, she's going to be in big trouble. So she's scared now. So she said, okay, Khalas, he's going to have to go back to his mom now. They said some men came, the boys, put him on the ground and did these things to him. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what's happening here, but I can't have this responsibility. So she took him back to his mother whenever he was 4 years old. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stayed with his mother. What's her name? Amina bint Wahab. Naam, he stayed with her for 2 more years until he was how old? He's 4 years old and then he stayed with her 2 more years. How many is that? Six. MashaAllah. 6 years old. See how important it is to learn how to count and to spend time learning math and English, learning math and subtraction and addition and multiplication and division. Huh? Naam, it's very beneficial. He's 6 years old now and his mother wants to take him to Yathrib, to visit some of his uncles, some of her brothers. Li ziyarati ba'di akhwarihi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To visit some of his uncles, and some of the brothers of his mother. Where do they live? In Yathrib. What is Yathrib? Medina. Al-Madina. Live in Medina. So she traveled with him to Medina while he is 6 years old, and they visited some of his uncles, and some of his mother's brothers. Some of his uncles, they're known as akhwal, al-khal, أخو الأم ماذا نسمي أخا الأب العم أخو الأب والخال أخو الأم. So she's taking him to visit some of her brothers. So he's visiting his أخوال. His أخوال. نعم. And they visit him. They visit them for some time. And then they start to return back. On their way back from Medina to Mecca. He's 6 years old. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mom got sick. His mom got sick. And they're passing by a place known as Al-Abwa. Al-Abwa is a land that is between Mecca and Medina. Whenever they got to Al-Abwa, his mother died. His mother died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his father died before he was born. And his mother died whenever he was six, and they're traveling. They're traveling by themselves, him and his mother, and there's also a woman with him. And that was the woman that he inherited from his father. What was her name? It was a servant woman at that time. We talked about her. Ayman al-Habashiyya. Naam, Ayman al-Habashiyya from Ethiopia. And she was the servant of his father. And whenever his father died, he inherited this from her from him. And she was taking care of him along with his mother. And whenever his mother died, she became his caretaker, Ayman al-Habashiyya, and her name is Baraka. And she also, not only is she حاضنته sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who took care of him and raised him whenever he was a young boy, also she was from the first of the women to accept Islam. She also became a Muslima, and she was a great sahabiyya and companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at this time, whenever he's four, his mother died, whenever he's six, and they're coming back from Al-Madinah, and they're in Al-Abwa, and she died in Al-Abwa. The land that she died in, Al-Abwa, between Medina and Mecca. Who took care of him from then? Ayman. Ayman al-Habashiyya, radiyallahu anha. And they went back to Mecca, and now also he became under the care of his grandfather. And the main caretaker, his grandfather. Who was that? Who was his grandfather? Abd al-Muttalib. Naam, his grandfather, Abd al-Muttalib. So at this time, whenever he's 6 years old, his grandfather, Abd al-Muttalib, has his guardianship, is his wali. Naam, and also taking care of him and looking after him and raising him. And the likes is Ayman al-Habashiyya. And this was for 2 years. For 2 years. And then, you know what happened after that? After 2 years, how old was he now? He was six. Now 2 years later, how old is he? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Eight.
At 8 years old, you know what happened? Abd al-Muttalib, his grandfather, died. Now his grandfather died. First his father died before he's born. We have to think about these things and benefit from the lessons of these things. Who is he, by the way? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's just anybody? Any old person? No, he's a prophet. Is he just a regular prophet? He's the best of all prophets and the best of all messengers. But look at the things that happened to him. He was born with no father. His mother died whenever he was six. His caretaker, his grandfather, the next in charge for him, died whenever he's eight. Before he's even of puberty, all of his closest relatives that care for him, they all died. They all died. But yet still, how was he raised? He was raised in a good way. And he became a good man. Rather, he was the best of all men. And he became the best. So the point is that we want to benefit. That don't think because bad things happen sometimes to people that they're bad people. Rather, these are tests and trials. These are tests and trials. And sometimes the good people are tested with hardship and difficulty. And this is the example that we have. And he is our qudwa and our role model, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had this hard events and occurrences that happened to him even whenever he was a child, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now his grandfather died likewise. But his grandfather, before he died, he advised one of his uncles to take care of him. Who did he advise? Abu Talib. Why Abu Talib? Why not Hamza, Abbas, Abu Talib, because Abu Talib was really close to Abdullah. Huh? And Abu Talib, he's his blood brother also. His blood brother, Shaqiq, from the same brother and same father and same mother. Yani, he's his Shaqiq, like this, Abu Talib. So therefore, he also had a lot of love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of his closeness to his father. Because of his closeness to his father. So then who got care of him? At what age? Eight. Abu Talib, this man here, he took care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the best way. He helped him, he raised him, he honored him, he respected him, he preferred him over his own children, and he was his friend and companion and helper and protector all the way, even until he became a prophet. Even whenever he became a prophet, Abu Talib, he kept helping him and protecting him and aiding him, and even he did not even believe. And all the way until Abu Talib died, he helped and protected the prophet, but he died upon disbelief. Yadin billah. Yadin billah. So here we stop. And it was at the age of 8 that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became under the care of Abu Talib. And he was with Abu Talib, and then and the next event occurred to him whenever he was 12. Who knows that event? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was that? They went on a business trip, him and Abu Talib, to where? To? Is that mentioned in the Quran? Not this event, but something about that event is mentioned in the Quran, right? لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ شِتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. That's what's being referred to here. Now, not the Prophet's actual trip, but those trips that they used to make. To where? To Sham. When? And to where in the winter? At Yemen in the winter. Naam. Alhamdulillah. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Wa barakallahu fikum. Wa waffaqakum al-sawab. Wa arakum ghadan, insha'Allah, inda al-imtihani wa al-musabaqah. Wa waffaqakum Allahu jami'an. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. By the way, we're going to add an additional competition for the little ones. Those who are not able to memorize the whole lineage, they at least memorize the lineage found in Usul al-Thalatha. What is that? Hat, quick. وحاشب من قريش وقريش من العرب والعرب من ذرية إسماعيل بن إبراهيم الخليل عليه ما وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. This one, نعم. السلام عليكم.